Welcome to the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast, where you'll receive tips, inspiration, and insights on creating intentional environments that foster community, elevated experiences, and well-being. I'm your designer, your host, and your guide, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Welcome to episode 4 of the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast. Today, we are talking all about ways to elevate your hospitality business. Right now, these are easy ways to elevate your hospitality business. And before we get into that, I am going to go ahead and light our candles, set the mood here, create a vibe, setting up intention of connection with all of you. And the card that I am working with today, as part of the Oracle deck that I'm creating, is called Light. And light is a reminder to go outside, to receive the energetic light of the sun, to go out under moonlight, to receive moonlight energy. Also just being aware of what light you're incorporating into your space, you know, during the day, having this bright, beautiful natural light coming in. And then in the evening, really paying attention to candlelight, just creating an ambiance of warmth and connectiveness to our earth. So light is the card today. I encourage you to go out and get that sunlight and also get the moonlight. Alrighty, so today I wanted to talk a bit about easy ways to elevate your hospitality business, because every time I go into a space and I just see that there's so many opportunities to create an ambiance that is much more inviting, that is warm and cozy, and these spaces are just not hitting the mark. Whether you're a business owner of a restaurant, hotel, or a bar, these are things that you can do today. So number one is bringing in real plants or flowers. There's nothing quite like the beauty of fresh, real plants, and you want to make sure your plants are healthy. So dead plants represent death, decay, and unhealthiness. And when you're in a restaurant or a bar, you want to create the atmosphere of liveliness, well-being, all those beautiful things. The other thing you can do if you don't want to have real plants is to bring in some flowers, real flowers. They have a beautiful vibration to them that will add beauty to the space. Real plants are going to improve the air quality of your restaurant and bar as well. And the other thing you might want to do with this as an idea is to reach out to maybe a local florist or reach out to a local company that handles and takes care of real plants so that you don't have to worry about that piece. And you can do beautiful installations and cross promotion. So really add that to what you guys are doing on Insta, on your website, sharing, you know, that we work with this company, we collaborate together, this is the plants that are coming in today. Talk with the florist, have them explain, you know, what they're creating, have it connect to some piece of your business model, your brand, your values, anything like that. Tell a story with the plants. And if you've got a plant caregiver, introduce them, make them part of your team. You know, I love like naming plants and people can get attached to them and they'll also want to take care of them. And I love putting crystals and all kinds of things in the plants, create little Easter eggs for people to look out for, which is super fun. So, and you know, there's the possibilities are endless with this as far as collaboration and cross promotion. So definitely bring in the real stuff, because it just has a beautiful way of incorporating life into your space. Number two is adding candlelight to the space. This is really important. Real flames are ideal versus the flameless LED. If you have to do that, go ahead and do that, better than nothing. But definitely love bringing in candlelight. Just the soft glow of light and the movement. That's the other thing, is there's kinetic energy with fire. And that's going to add warmth and romance to your space. So definitely place candles throughout, you know, the tables, creating cozy little nooks, creating intimate dining spaces. Same thing on collaboration. I recommend connecting with a local candle company or someone that aligns with your values, that has the same clientele, For example, I went to Morisi, which is a beautiful restaurant here in La Jolla, and they have Flamingo Estate candles in there. It's the tomato, the heirloom tomato one, and it has their brand on it as well, and they make it available for you to purchase at the restaurant so that you can experience that candle in the restaurant in your own home. And then it's also just a reminder when they are home, you know, you've got a piece of marketing with your brand on it. And then share what you're doing. Share that collaboration. Share the candle maker. Let them know why you selected that company. And, you know, you can also create signature scents, which is really beautiful and fun. I definitely would have the scented candles in the restroom only. I don't recommend putting any scented candles out where there's food just because it will conflict with your taste experience. So that was number two. Number three is also connecting to this light element, which is making your lighting warmer. So changing out your bulbs to an 18,000 Kelvin to a 22,000 Kelvin, and the highest being 27,000 Kelvin. This is going to give you that incandescent light color, the warmer light, candlelight. So definitely switch out those bulbs. It's going to create a beautiful mood. There's nothing worse than going into an intimate restaurant and the lights are just blaring and they're blue, and it's just really hard to be in those spaces. So just, you know, consider replacing all those harsh fluorescent bulbs with something warm in that 18 to 22,000 Kelvin range. They're just going to give that beautiful, gentle candlelight glow, and everybody looks beautiful under candlelight, as always. And then also, you know, us as humans, we love sitting around a fire. So creating the candlelight is just going to create this beautiful, perfect atmosphere for your guests that they're going to feel comfortable in. So bring in the candlelight vibe through your bulbs. Number four is adding acoustical elements. Also, this is very harsh. People don't realize the sound pollution that spaces create when there's no acoustics being designed in the space. So excessive noise and echo can really detract from the overall experience and make it super difficult for any of your guests to relax and enjoy themselves. So ways that you can do this is through area rugs, curtains, wall panels, upholstered furniture, even pillows can absorb sound. And there's all kinds of acoustical panels now that you can get to create a beautiful, soft atmosphere that's not going to affect your ears. And then number five is also having to do with the sound pollution and light pollution. And I recommend this, unless you're a sports bar, get rid of any television in that space. It just kills the mood. It kills the vibe. It's completely distracting. And when I go into a space that has a TV, I'm immediately repelled. So remove those televisions out of your space, because you want to create a space that fosters connection and community without distractions. So, you know, they could be great for entertainment. They're just a huge distraction. They kill the ambiance. So definitely get those out of there. Number six is creating a curated playlist. This also has to do with sound, right? So elevating your atmosphere of your space by creating a music playlist that reflects the vibe that you're aiming for. Remember, we're creating a mood. We're creating a space between time. We're creating atmosphere. So you really want to think about, what's the intention of the space? Is it cool and relaxed, romantic, or is it an upbeat, happening space? So think about that, and then you're going to incorporate the music to the vibe that you're wanting to create. Just as an example, Mothership, which is a bar and restaurant here in San Diego, they have really taken this to the next level, where they have created two albums that are just played in their restaurant just for the atmosphere. So it's got this tiki space retro futuristic vibe, and the music completely connects to that, and it transports you into a space outside of Earth. And you can actually purchase the vinyls and listen to them at home and get that sense of mood from the restaurant in your home. And then it's also, it's a reminder of your experience in that space. And then their sister restaurant, Kindred, is known for their heavy metal music. Like, that's what they do. It's become their signature. So create a signature in your space. You don't have to go as far as, you know, hiring somebody to make a record for you, but I would at least hire a DJ or somebody that's super connected to music. Talk to them about the intention. Create a playlist that's going to create a vibe in the space like no other, so that you're creating, again, space outside of time, space where people can just completely relax and be present. And then our last tip is invest in comfortable chairs. I see way too many spaces that have uncomfortable, teeny tiny, flimsy IKEA chairs. And I just can't stand it. I mean, I've seen spaces that have $12 IKEA chairs, and it just blows my mind that they would even have these chairs in a space that's supposed to create an elevated experience or really beautiful food. And then you are sitting in this rickety chair, and it just makes you feel uncomfortable. If you think about it, you're not stable. You don't feel comfortable. You're like itching and awing. You're moving around. It's just very awkward. So definitely, and you don't have to go crazy on these chairs. Just make sure they're stable. Like even World Market, you can get a cheaper chair, less expensive chair that's stable. So really, you know, think about that. You really want them to enjoy themselves, to have a peaceful experience. And then with that, I would also recommend, you know, if you got some boots, like creating beautiful boots and spaces, that's going to be great for ambiance and for acoustics. And then also incorporate some pillows, which is going to just give you that cozy vibe. You want to create a space that people want to linger, they want to come to, they know that they can come to your space when they want to talk to their friend, when they want to talk to their family, when they want to have meaningful conversation and quality time where they can actually hear each other talk. So those are the seven. I'll go over them real fast. So number one was bringing in real plants and flowers. Number two was adding candlelight to the space. Number three is making your lighting warmer with the 18,000 to 22,000 Kelvin bulbs. If you have to go to 2,700, you can do that. And then number four is adding acoustical elements. So making sure that the sound quality is good for everybody. Number five is getting rid of those televisions. Number six is curating a musical playlist that sets the vibe and ambiance. And then number seven is investing in comfortable chairs that are stable and that can hold your patrons securely. Alrighty, if you like this episode, please give us a 5-star review if that feels good to you. And be sure to share it with any other business owners that you feel like could use these tips and advice for creating a comfortable, beautiful atmosphere in their space, elevating the overall client experience. Until next time, we'll see you then.